good morning. It is Pat Cohen who is joining me today on the talk show. Pat is a new svelte. He's a new version of himself.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and he's been working out. He's been losing weight and getting stronger. You know what?
A healthy lifestyle.
You know,
yep.
Well, you know what? How much better do you feel?
I feel so much better. It's this June I'll turn 58. And I had always been highly physical during the military.
Right.
I always had to maintain a very high level on the physical fitness test every 6 months, and then college wrestling. And I'd just gotten so busy, and I just kept telling myself I was just big boned. Yeah, that was it. when actually I'd bumped into one of my college wrestling, actual roommate, wrestled with us, qualifier, great kid. And was he's a man now, he's my age, but we were talking, and he goes, how much over 167 are you? And I was like, that's a good question, Doug. 77, 87, 97, 7, 17, 27, 37. I said, oh my gosh, Doug, I'm 70 pounds heavier than I was wrestling in college.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought I'd need to get a handle on that.
It is, you know what, and I haven't, the pandemic has had, it's had an effect. I didn't get to, in fact, I didn't get as much working out. I was going through the winter. I was doing cycling and spinning and power walking every day.
At
and all of a sudden, once the pandemic came in, and I have not been back, I'll tell you this, I have not been back, but I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to, when the weather turns cold, I'm going to be back there again, because it does make a difference. You know, when you feel
better, you're sharper mentally.
You also know that for me, it's like, okay, when I go down Mount Pleasant Street on my way home, it's like, well, there's a Y right there. You know, you might think, do I need to? But then when you see the Y, you say, well, okay, I've got a locker. I got all my stuff there. I might as well go on in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need to have. You need to have something that's on the way. And some motivation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the young man that helped me, David Young, a West Burlington graduate that has really done well in the strength and conditioning community, he said, Pat, buy a calendar, and you start tracking your diet, your workout, consumption of barley pop. You know, all of those things, track it. And then he said, you need to be at a 97% accuracy or commitment, because if you start falling off that, then you're, and it works.
You know what, the old writing it down works for an awful lot of things, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
So how does it feel? You're at your end of the line. This is the final appearance on the talk show.
It is. It feels odd. The only place I was worked at longer than here was, of course, the Army, and then with Mount Pleasant Schools.
Right.
So 8 years, you know, it's just short of a decade, and it just flew by.
And
to all of a sudden think, I'm eligible for retirement. I'm on a pension. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, but at the same time, it should be a joyous moment, you know what I mean? But in all actuality, a good friend of mine, Tony Brown, he's an actuarial, does numbers, that type of thing. And he said, Pat, if they're going to pay you 70% of your pay not to go to work, you're going to work for 30% of your pay. He said, I love Tony, known him since we were in high school, served the United States together. He's a highly accomplished combat veteran. And he said, Pat, he said, you have a problem with arrogance. He said, you start thinking nobody else can do your job, and you start thinking you've got to do this, this, and this. And he said, you need to step out. He said, because the next person that comes in is going to bring attributes and skills that you don't have.
Yeah.
And they'll do the job well in their own way, so don't be arrogant. Go somewhere else.
Best words I've heard. I think it was Becky Rump who said, maybe not the first time, but I've heard it before. You never retire from something, you retire to something.
You know what
I mean?
I do. That's well said. So, Becky, thank you for the advice. Secondhand?
You know, yes, okay. And my job is I get up awful early in the morning.
Right.
But, you know, I'm treated well, and I get to meet a lot of people, and it stimulates.
Right.
I don't want to go without having my brain stimulated.
Well, and let's just be honest, you're good at it. Now, the brain stimulation, so I am a avid reader. I love history, and now it has to be factual. You know what I mean? I'm not into conspiracy theory, that type of stuff. I want to read the facts throughout history, and it helps me plan for the future because we have a tendency of repeating things, you know, those times.
Yeah.
You know, what can I learn to make this one better? But, you know, it's just a matter of moving on, but stay active, keep your mind sharp, yep. and extend that sweet spot before your hips and knees, and it's hard to move, and the aging process. You know, and how do you stay that and stay in your sweet spot longer?
I'm not worried about my knees.
Yeah. Well, you know, you used to think, well, yeah. I want to be able to run 10 miles.
No.
I want to be able to bench press 400 pounds. I want to be able to go for days without sleep and be effective in the military.
I had a longtime friend of mine. He was on the last 21 years, I was on RAGBRA. He did all or part of those 21.
Yeah.
I did 41. But last year, this is going to be the first year I don't do it. But I told him he was a runner. He was a runner when I met him. And I said, you know what? Running is hard on your shins.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
hard on your ankles. It's hard on your knees.
Your back.
It's hard on your back. It's hard on.
Yeah.
I said the two best things you can do if you're going to be doing, if you want to get out and go someplace, you got to be cycling, and if you're cycling, you're seeing things, and you're riding, and you're rolling, and you're putting much less stress on all of those things. Now, the very best exercise in the world, obviously, is swimming.
Right. Yeah.
That's that from a cardiovascular and from an overall fitness thing. But anyway, you know what? We need to talk school.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Anyway, all right. Well, we talked a little bit about that, but so you talked a little bit about moving on and not being the superintendent anymore, but you've got a new superintendent coming in on July 1st, right?
We do, Rob Scott, and I announced very early so that Burlington had the opportunity to have the pick of the litter. And then there's the transition of authority. The military was very deliberate on how you came into command and how you left command. And superintendency absolutely stinks at transition of authority. All these applicants come in and they have, this is my introductory plan. And it's like, but you haven't talked to the person that's leaving. So your introductory plan by virtue is flawed. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I know.
And, I was determined to set Burlington up in the best position possible to continue to move forward without having that lag where the new person comes in with no real intel, insight.
You really do need a background on all of the things that, and all of the issues and all of the struggles that you've faced. These last 2 years have not been a normal 2 years.
It has not. And I try to explain to people that Burlington is an austere environment to be an educational leader because there is no shortage of social issues boiling in our city. High degree of poverty, housing issues, educational attainment issues. It's a great place to work.
Yeah.
If you're willing to work. If you want to go somewhere where you can be on all this, you know, civic groups and, you know, wear a nice suit and, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just keep it rolling, you don't come here. If you want to work hard and get in the muck, come here. And here's where you make a difference. It is a great place to toil.
And
I feel fortunate to have been here.
And I see transitions. I've been Chad Bird and I talk about it. I talk about it with the city council. We're seeing a great degree of movement and new people coming in and out. Now we've got a millennial group that is flooding the downtown. And the good thing about that is they're millennials. Now, the not so necessarily good thing is that they're not having kids.
I know. As a superintendent, they all should have 10.
Yeah. You know, in the old days, I started with one hexam and I brought in 5.
Oh, yeah. See, Jenna's mom and dad, 10.
Yeah.
My mom and dad, 6. Jen and I, only 4.
Yeah.
But 4 is more than twice the average now.
Yeah, I know. That's the issue. You can't, if population, that's one of the issues you have right now, and that you have, You have aging. You've also got a lot of aging properties right
now.
We do. We've got some pretty decent areas in town. We've got a lot of nice areas in town. But we have a lot of really pretty much run-down areas, too, that need to be rehabbed, don't they?
We do. And I believe I've spent several long conversations with Chad Bird. He's a great guy. He's going to keep us moving that way. Della Schmidt is dedicated to building Burlington. You know, so we're going in the right direction, but we have to keep that momentum going.
And the pandemic has had the other effect on it. And I don't know if you paid any attention, but we've had people that have moved here from San Francisco or the way overpriced or basically issues places that there's the homeless issue in San Francisco is intolerable right now. And that's a good news for us because you've got they can come here and they got Snake Alley. They can just remember it's Lombard Street. No, it's not Lombard Street. It's Snake Alley. And we don't have the ocean, but we got the Mississippi.
That's right.
And and I think when we've got virtually all new schools, all of these schools have all been built in the last 10 years, with the exception of BHS. And I think, there's an awful lot of opportunities here. But anyway, it's been a transition from 2 years ago, and it caught everybody flat-footed.
Well, I was a little bit lucky because at the time, my daughter lived in Prague, my daughter Myra Golden.
Yeah.
And she was calling me consistently 2-3 times a week and saying, Dad, this is coming. Dad, they've got our borders shut down. Dad, we can't be out. If we are out walking without a mask on, the police stop you and write you a ticket. You know what I mean? Dad, this is coming. You better be ready. So I was able to pull the teachers union in and all the administrators and say, we need to have a plan because they're going to shut us down. The entire state's going to shut down. We don't know when, but we need to be ready to go virtual. So we were ahead of the curve. But we were not prepared for the magnitude.
But the very bottom line of virtual is not the same.
Not even close.
Nope. And that is so getting back to normal or getting back to regular classes, regular kids, doing that eye contact with the teacher.
And, right.
And so, I'm sorry, you getting the mask off so that the kids. Because you can see
the teacher's mouth.
You see the teacher's mouth, even if you might not hear as well as you did.
Oh, yeah. And when you're a little guy or girl, you have to be able to see the forming of the letters. You have to be able to see expression. It was all around a bad thing.
And to be able to go up to the teacher and ask a question or all the things.
And to be honest, one of the biggest problems, I went from being a third grade teacher, I went to being a middle school principal, associate principal. I ran at high school, and then all of a sudden I'm an elementary principal. And the thing that shocked me the most, kindergartners.
Yeah.
They would come in, and not all of them, but some of them completely untrained.
Yeah.
Crawling around the floor, barking like a dog. Their parents had let them just run wild up till age 5, and it had really no boundaries, no expectations. And you had to, crack down to get them there.
A lot of people, it's true, it's been the old, it's been maybe a cliche, but a lot of people just think, hey, I don't need to do anything because the school system will take care of everything.
Right. And so what happened is COVID, we shut down. They went home to the environment that created that in the first place.
Yeah.
And the regression was staggering.
Yeah.
And you've talked to my niece Eleanor, works for Iowa City Public Schools. She said at their very prestigious high school with all the professors and doctors' kids and huge money. And she said, Uncle Pat, it's like we have 3 freshman classes because the freshmen are acting like freshmen. The sophomores are acting like freshmen. And so are the juniors kind of acting like freshmen.
And my daughter was in administration at the International British School of downtown Chicago, which sounds pretty impressive when you think about it.
It does.
But they did they started a major building project, major building and expansion project, in October of 2019.
Ouch.
And they were going to virtually double the size of the school. And they started that project and had a lot of money invested in it. And then COVID hit. All of a sudden, not a single teacher, every teacher at that school is recruited directly from Great Britain. And they get the cream of the crop of the British educators.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring them over here.
And adventurous.
But
they're willing to come to the United States, as a young person.
But you put your but if you have a kindergartner and you send it to the International British School, that's the tuition's $50,000 a year.
Right.
Well, when the COVID hit, all of a sudden it's like, we can hire a private tutor or several private tutors,
right,
and do that. And that's basically what they did. And so basically everything kind of dropped off. And Pat's just telling him he's got something. But anyway, it is, you know, I think the fact is everything's been in transition. You're going to be in transition now. You are actually going to be you're going to be superintendent. Are you going to be actually – when's your actual last day?
My last day every year, Steve, I get like 25 vacation days.
Right.
And I never use them, and I've given back probably $200,000 worth of vacation days. But I believe my last day will be about June 20th, give
okay.
or take.
And then I guess what then? Do you take off to someplace then?
Well, I am a finalist with the Pima Indian Nation. By Tucson. I would love to go there because, as Tony Brown, the gentleman I mentioned before, go somewhere where they need you, Pat, and continue to do the right thing to advance humanity. So hopefully that works out. If it doesn't, Utah is looking for a state director of their school board association. You know, we could do something like that. So there's a lot of options. Oregon has offered me jobs, but I've declined.
You know, and it's still not all one world, and it's still not. And the country's different from place to place, and it's I think what I've learned is that, and my wife would like to go. She wants me to retire someday. I know,
right?
But I said, we'll figure it out when we get to that point. But try to figure out. If you're in Burlington, Iowa, and look at every place, every place you look at, either you're dealing with, you might be dealing with fire issues, you might be dealing with, you might be dealing with hurricane issues, you might be dealing with, is there a perfect place in this country? I don't know if there is or not.
There's not, but,
she just wants to be where there's no snow.
Right.
But that's another story. Anyway, we are talking with Pat Cohen. We're talking a little. We're going to talk more. We're going to take a break for news, and then we're going to be back, and we'll talk about things that are going to be happening in the coming year, because you got graduation coming up. You got all of this. We'll talk about everything. It is everything coming up, and we will be doing that right after the news.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Des Moines County Sheriff's Office says a New London man was found dead inside a vehicle that was partially submerged in a creek. According to a news release on Monday at about 1:15 p.m., deputies were dispatched to the 22,000 block of Morning Sun Road in reference to a vehicle that was in a small creek. Once deputies arrived, they found a red Jeep Grand Cherokee partially submerged in the creek, then found the vehicle to be occupied by a male driver who was deceased. The driver was identified as 60-year-old William Walter Todemeyer of New London. As deputies investigated the accident, they found that the driver was traveling southbound on Morning Sun Road, at which time he had lost control of the vehicle as he was traversing a curve. The vehicle then entered a ditch and rolled over a culvert, then came to rest partially in the creek. The accident is believed to have happened in the evening hours of Sunday. Iowa is the first state in the nation to require most gas stations to sell fuel with at least 15% ethanol under a bill signed by Governor Reynolds. Reynolds signed the bill Tuesday on a farm near Prairie City, about 20 miles east of Des Moines. The governor signed the bill on a flatbed wagon backed by tractors and corn planters, highlighting what she called a victory for Iowa farmers and biofuel advocates. The ethanol industry consumes about half of Iowa's corn crop. The state leads the nation in corn and ethanol production. Most gas sold in Iowa and across the country is blended with 10% ethanol. U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 vaccine booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11. Everyone 12 and older already was supposed to get one booster dose for the best protection against the newest variants of the coronavirus. Some people, including those 50 and older, can choose a second booster. The Food and Drug Administration's Action Tuesday now opens a third Pfizer shot to elementary age kids too, at least 5 months after their last dose. There is one more hurdle. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A Russian soldier, the first to go on trial for war crimes in Ukraine, pleads guilty, admitting he shot and killed an unarmed civilian. Finland and Sweden have now officially applied to NATO.
Public opinion in both Finland and Sweden has shifted massively in favor of NATO membership since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia has warned Finland there could be repercussions for joining NATO.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. First-term North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn concedes his Republican primary to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary is too close to call. Dr. Mehmet Oz has a slight lead.
The soul of Pennsylvania is thriving and healthy. So will the soul of the nation.
Dave McCormick's about 2,700 votes back with ballots still being counted.
We're going to take back this state. We're going to take back this country, and it's because of you.
Congressman Ted Budd wins the Republican primary for Senate in North Carolina. The Democrat there is former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy skies, still a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly before 11, becoming partly sunny. Gradually, a high to 76. Mostly clear tonight, a low down to 58. And then sunny and breezy on Thursday, high to 85 with south winds gusting to 25. Partly cloudy Thursday night, 30% chance of a shower overnight, a low to 68. And partly sunny Friday, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, a high to 81. And right now, still mostly cloudy skies, 67 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are struggling on Wall Street this morning after yesterday's rally. Target shares tanking 20% on disappointing quarterly results. The company is blaming higher costs and inventory problems. Rival Walmart shares are lower again today after yesterday's 11% drop on a tough outlook for the year. It was Walmart's worst single-session stock drop yesterday since 1987. Lowe's shares were down in pre-market trading this morning. It said sales dropped in the quarter as cooler spring weather cut into demand for outdoor products. A different story at rival Home Depot yesterday, which reported strong first quarter results, saying it sold more to professional contractors and builders. Bitcoin back below $30,000 this morning. The national average for a gallon of regular is at a fresh record high today, $4.56. AAA says all U.S. states now have $4 gas. Jessica Ettinger, CNN.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel. Me llamo Sean.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Preview Week is here. Go online to BidOnBurlington.com to see all the great merchandise and services local businesses are offering for sale. Check back often. New items will be popping up daily. If you haven't registered yet, you still have time before the auction goes live on May 23rd. BidOnBurlington.com features products and services from local merchants, including Art Center of Burlington, Bark and Play Daycare and Suites, Bent River Brewing Company, Burlington by the Book, Flint River Indoor Shooting Range, Kenny's Roller Ranch, Martini's Grill, Schluter's Auto Service, Chug's Tiny Town and Educational Toys, Your Dream Home Furniture and Floors, Mazio's Italian Eatery, American Outdoors, Mrs. Dopey's Bucklers, and more. Register now. The auction goes live May 23rd. BidOnBurlington.com, brought to you by Pritchard Broadcasting and some of your favorite local merchants.
Come into Morning Sun Farm Implement and see their lineup of Kubota equipment rated number one in reliability in the under 100 horsepower category. Like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors designed with you in mind with performance matched attachments. You own the land. It's time to have the right tractor, and their experts will help you find it. They can also make sure your equipment is ready for spraying in their parts and service department. Stop by today and get zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Stop by Morning Sun Farm Implement today or visit their website for details. Now through June 30th, 2022, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
When your equipment breaks down, everything comes to a screeching halt. I'm Max from Danville State Savings Bank. In spite of all your planning, sometimes a machine that was supposed to last two more years just falls apart. When that happens, give me a call. With your good credit, we can upgrade your old and rusty to a new and trusty. Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile for Iowa farmers and business owners. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check out Menards West Burlington Self-Storage Facility. Menards Self-Storage, located next to the West Burlington Menards store, offers the most convenient and secure self-storage in the area. This facility features 24/7 access, video surveillance, and on-site management. Menards has climate control units and warehouse units at the best prices in the area. Units are going quickly, so reserve yours now at MenardsSelfStorage.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Good morning, 9:38. I've got Pat Cohen. He's the superintendent of the Burlington Community School District. He is the superintendent for at least another, we're about 1 month to go before he's out of here.
20 days. If you throw Saturday and Sundays out, 20 days. Now, generally I do work because I write a report Sunday for the board and send it out, and then sometimes Saturday I get pulled into stuff, but 20 days.
Moving on to whatever shows up next and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
As you look at things, you've got a new superintendent. Are you working with the new superintendent and doing all of the updating or basically telling him all the issues?
I am. I gave him a comprehensive, probably a 5-page list of different things that he needs to be aware of and conscious of, and then I covered past practice. Completely acknowledging that he can go in any direction that he chooses, you know, that type of thing. I spun him up on specific aspects of our community, and it's the transition has been a good one.
You've got graduation coming up. You're doing graduation. How are you doing it this year?
This year it's Saturday night at Bracewell. Okay. Weather, you know, cooperating. If not, it'll be Saturday night in the gym, and one of the things from COVID, you know, we had to split it.
You split it into two different groups, didn't
we
you?
We did. And the second group was later in the evening, and people are like, this was kind of nice. The sun's behind the press box.
Yes.
It's not boiling hot. It's kind of cool having the lights on. We would like to do this. So we surveyed people, and overwhelmingly, they're like, heck, Saturday night? The family, you get a get together.
And things cool down a little bit, and you don't have sun baking you. The sun. I can remember all three of my daughters graduating, and it was like, whoa. I mean, it got hot. It got real hot. But anyway, it is. So graduation. What's the date on that, Pat?
June. I'm thinking 4th, Steve.
That would be June 4th. That's a Saturday.
Yep.
June 4th is a Saturday.
Yep, that's it.
And again, that is so graduation. And you had, in fact, the very first 2020 year. How did you? I'm trying to think. You did that later on in the year. Is that right?
We did.
Okay, but because I think you know what, if you're going to have somebody go through school, they want to have a graduation ceremony, don't they?
They do. They do. Now, Thomas Wolfgang Lampe, I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but he danced at all your KGRS dances, and you may have met him telling him to knock it off.
Okay.
But anyway, his son goes to Red Wing, Minnesota, and a big hockey player, you know, that kind of thing, and And they held their graduation, but it was a drive-up. You drove up, you got out, you walked in, you got pictures, yes, several, you shook hands, got your diploma.
A lot of places did the same thing.
And you walked out. He called me and he says, Pat, you're dumb if you don't do this. He says, it's the best graduation ever. I didn't have to sit through those boring speeches. I didn't have to wait in a huge line. He said it was in and out. He said they ought to do this every year. You know, and I understand Tom he was joking.
Well, but one thing that the pandemic did teach you is it showed you what you can do if you have to do something, and probably taught you over the course of the time how to do it better. And you've got your own online program now.
We do, and it's actually multiple schools around us are also enrolling kids in it. So it actually is paying for itself. And it's a 28E, so they're still the student of their
right.
school district, but they can take the entire program through us, or they can take pieces and parts. And eventually, some of the small schools were going to run into problems with offer and teach, and they were going to not meet the DE requirements,
right.
you know, and then have to start consolidating and those type of things. And this allows them to stay open.
Well, it's also by you choose to be doing it as opposed to being in a situation where you have to be doing it.
That's correct.
And that's the big difference. But and you've also learned to do online better. There's more tools that you have at your disposal.
A lot more.
And you can easily
more.
And communication is so much easier now as well.
It is.
And so you got graduation coming up, and what's final day of school? What's final day for the kids?
For the seniors, the final day for the kids is the last day of May.
Okay.
All the school shut down. Now the seniors get out 2 weeks early. You know, and finish
right.
up and get all their T's crossed and their I's dotted. And, you know, and then they come in, we do the, like some award stuff, and then we practice.
As you look at a graduating class, how big is a graduating class? Any idea?
Probably somewhere around 250.
Okay, out of the 250, where are the 250 going? Where are they 250? Because everybody, they got other stuff to do. Out of the 250, where are they going to?
They scatter across the globe. They really do. Now, initially, SEC is a big one, you know, and then,
right.
of course, University of Iowa. Another big one is in Pella,
right.
Central College,
okay.
Iowa State. A lot of them go to where the school has the best program for what they're dreaming of. They've got the kid that wants to be an engineer, an architect, they're dreaming Iowa State. You got the kid that wants to be business, they're thinking Tippy Business School in Iowa.
And SCC will give you all sorts of actual straight on vocational training too, in terms
Huge.
Of any
yep.
kind of job that you want to have.
Right.
Somebody said, hey, if you really want, hey, I know a lot more people. I know a lot of plumbers that are making a lot more money than the other guy, the guys that are running the place.
Well, I think it's your story.
Yeah.
Class reunion.
Yeah.
The kid from the Naval Academy and the plumber.
Yeah.
Leading the pack.
Yeah. They're the leader. Yeah. The leading of the pack. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
interesting when you stop and look at it. My nephew Warren went to SEC, got a welding degree, has been hired by the railroad, and just making great money.
And so I
4 days a week.
The fact is,
yeah.
every career path you do does not have to follow the same
it does.
Career path. And frankly, I know that we've had Dr. Michael Ash joining me. He says, "Hey, look, all of our other programs that we have, whether it be specifically school to work or whatever, you can do all of those things. The nursing program over there,
tremendous.
They've got a new $10 million grant from Great River Health,
right.
and they have faced adversity with COVID like you wouldn't believe, because a lot of the nurses, obviously you couldn't do the same program with the nurses and the initiatives that you had with Great River Medical Center. So it's now Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, but they've taken it on the chin, but they're back to pretty close to normal now. So.
Oh, yeah, they're getting after it.
And anyway, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, I think Matt does a great job out there.
As you look at, also I've been following, you've been following your school or your sports achievements.
Yeah.
It's been quite a year for sports, hasn't it?
It is. When we came here, we were kind of hurting ourselves. We had two different middle schools. The kids were divided, and the biggest game of the year was when they played each other. And I was like, wouldn't you rather kick the crap out of another school?
Yeah.
Let's bring these kids together when they're young, and now they have 7th and 8th grade to gel together as individuals and become more team-oriented. None of the schools were Greyhounds except the high school. We did away with that. Everybody's a Greyhound. And just those fundamental things of building unity within an organization, and it's beginning to pay off. You know, and then we went to
look at what happened to the look at the change in football from a few years ago.
Yeah, it was drastic.
Basketball. Look at the change in basketball from a few years ago.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with groups of kids, but it also has to do with putting them in an environment that's one that builds and nurtures success. And that is, you bring them together as soon as you can, and you start building camaraderie, you start building, unity, you know, where you're going to be there for each other.
Well, wait, if you have a tradition of winning, you tend to keep that tradition going.
Keep winning, yes.
But if you have a tradition of losing, same thing. Basically, yep. That's how that works.
Right.
You got the girls' soccer conference champs. They unbeaten, I believe.
They are. Girls' tennis conference champs.
Yeah, Tice Bertelschofer, boys' conference tennis champion.
Yep.
Girls and boys' tennis conference champs.
Yep.
Let's see. Boys' soccer, runner-up in the conference.
Right.
State qualifiers throughout
in the track,
on both girls and boys for track. Girls golf, Lauren Briggs, she had the round of her life, didn't she?
She did, and you know, she is such a great kid, and her mom is one of our third grade teachers. So every time I walked by her classroom at the at Sunnyside, I said, "You messed up." She goes, "What do you mean I messed up?" I said, "You didn't have 10 kids."
She won. She was a medalist. She was a medalist in the conference. Had her best round of her life. In one of the worst weather conditions, winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour, and she still was able to navigate that.
Isn't that awesome?
So anyway, no,
a state champion.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah, her and gosh dang it, I can see the kid. He's going to Drake to play golf. He's a great kid. Anyway, they paired together and they won the state title in the couples.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
You'll think about it. Don't worry. Then you have so many names at your disposal.
Yeah.
It's hard to put them all together.
Yeah, and it's getting harder. I used to be able to do that, but now there's so many. I can't do it.
Well, the more you fill your brain, you need to defrag it. So
exactly. Yep. Nate Spears.
Yes, Nate Spears.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, it is okay. So we're coming down to the wire, coming down to the end. We're going to be taking another break. We'll be back and talk about some things coming up next year that you are aware of. Also, looking at basically any of the things that you're recommending to the new superintendent.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
When the sun started mocking Luca, and I thought, God. But you're watching, and I kept going, where are the Sun? Remember, it was 2-0. And then I thought, okay, maybe Dallas gets 1 or 2 wins out of this. And, you know, give credit to what Dallas has done offensively and defensively.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
We get White Hot Ranch Nacho Fries every day at Taco Bell.
Yeah, every day is the same. Watch this. Bite, yell, honk.
We're living in a time loop.
Feast on the new White Hot Ranch Nacho Fries day after day. Grilled steak loaded on seasoned fries topped with warm nacho cheese sauce and the new White Hot Ranch.
Same bite.
Different day. Here comes the bong sound.
And participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation which vary.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam. And the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Turns Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
It is a final talk show for Pat Cohen as the superintendent of the Burlington Community School. So as you are working now, it's Rob Scott that is the new superintendent that's coming in.
Yes, it is.
So what sort of things are you, as you look ahead to, as he's looking ahead to the next year, what sort of advice have you been giving him?
Well, first of all, we have a very strong cabinet built. The administrative team's solid. And so he's walking into a good framework. Now he's also walking into a $2 million healthcare increase.
Yeah.
Or the physical property insurance now because of COVID.
Right.
Everything's worth more. Insurance now has to go up. So he's walking into a financial challenge. But what I've done is the right sizing process we went through about 5 years ago. At that time, I said, around 2022 to 2025, we're probably going to have to right size again. It has nothing to do with anything other than what you mentioned earlier in the
right.
show, population.
Yeah.
You know, and we just don't need that many schools.
Well, the population looks like it may be going up, but the birth rate is not going up.
It is not.
Yeah,
that's
really the crux of what you need. You need people to have kids and send them in a school district.
And at the same time, we need to be responsible stewards of the tax dollar.
Yeah.
You know, the belly aching, the carrying on, the snorting and the gnashing of the teeth and those type of things does no one any good. The matter of fact is there's less children. We need less schools.
Yeah.
You know, and at some point, the state of Iowa is going to have to step in like other states have and realign districts. You know, right now they're going hands off, kind of, you know, because they're also doing things that can choke some districts, not choke other districts, you know, and those type of things. But at some point, they're going to have to say, hey, ultimately, we are responsible for these tax dollars. And to do that responsibly, we have to say, this is now a district, this is now a district,
yeah.
You know, and it will be god-awful painful when they do that, but they'll do it for the right reason, I believe.
Well, we've already seen a lot of pain, a lot of challenges now
have.
Because we've seen the consolidation of schools, especially these smaller schools, has been, without a doubt, a very difficult thing for an awful lot of people.
Well, I've had training on tribalism that most people don't have. Before I deployed, I was going to have to work with Pashtuns, Terziks, Dari.
Yeah.
You know, the indigenous nomads.
Right.
You know, all these different groups of people. So I had to set through a class on tribalism. And how do you keep them from killing each other and, you know, fighting and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and the drug trade. But anyway, when you stop and look at schools, it's tribalism.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, the Panthers are the best. we are the Panthers.
Yeah.
No, the Greyhounds are the best. We are the Greyhounds. Well, when in fact, we're all Iowans. We're all citizens of the United States. We're all, you know what I mean? And to get people to step back from that tribalism and look at it in a systems way, how do we best serve the children of all the schools by realigning this and not spend all these tax dollars with duplication of effort, duplication of facilities, duplication of staffing, And you know, it
changes everything, doesn't it? Because transportation issues.
Huge.
Well,
yep.
Especially now with the price of gas going higher and higher. I don't know what buses basically, do they run on gas or diesel?
Most of them are diesel.
Okay.
Back in the day, most of them were gassers, but now most of them are diesel.
Yeah, at $5.87 a gallon.
A gallon.
Yeah.
So. And see, that's again.
But that's an expense.
It is. And
the more you use them, the more it's going to cost.
Yep. And the school funding formula has not changed.
Yeah.
You know, so this keep taking, squeezing more out of us, but not chucking
a lot
more.
So what happened? I remember back when. Well, okay. Now I remember back when we had when. In fact, when I remember being back when the prime rate when I came to town, prime rate. A couple of years after that was 21%. The prime rate, 21%. Inflation. This is nothing compared to what that was.
Yeah. Well, farm crisis. Remember?
Now the only good thing about it was that I didn't have a lot of expenses, and I got cost percentage for every got cost of living adjustments basically as an automatic every year too.
Yeah.
So
at
But you see, that's the fact of the matter is, you couldn't buy a house or try to buy a house at when the prime rate's at 21%. You couldn't sell a house. You had to do everything was on contract.
Right, and if you did sell it, or you tried to buy it, you probably lost it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you got laid off or you were injured or whatever, you probably lost it.
Well,
because you never can get ahead.
Yeah, you can't get ahead when you're trying to just simply make ends meet. And there's a lot, let's face it, we got a lot of people just trying to make ends meet around here, don't we?
We do.
And that, so inflation is a real, it really does. Kids, they have to make decisions based on, okay, how am I going, do I still drive the thing? And we've got supply chain issues all the way, that's affected, it's affected everybody. I'm sure it's affected the schools in terms of what you can buy in terms of transportation issues.
It is. And right now with the ESSER project at the high school, Johnson Controls, hey, we can't get your switches.
Yeah.
So we're going to buy them from somebody else because we can't even get them made.
It's been a challenge. And congratulations on 8 years in Burlington. And
you're welcome.
And have great continued success. Wherever you end up
wherever
going.
I land.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, bye.